You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Happy anniversary.
This album's celebrating an anniversary.
All right, we're here with Sam Smith.
All right.
Hello. What's up, dude?
What's up? How's it going?
Yeah, I'm real good. Let's get to the yes.
Yes, we're looking at Radiohead's third studio album today from 1997, OK Computer. And we were just running around the CD library trying to find it, but it wasn't there.
Well, yeah, we wanted to play this thing called a CD. It's a compact disc, and it holds the music inside of a disc.
Got it. It's like a donut.
Yeah, it looks like it's from the future, but we're actually living in it now.
It's from the past.
So now it's something that, you know, you could use as a decoration.
Or a frisbee.
Or steal, obviously. That's what happened to us. We were quite excited about playing a CD, weren't we?
Yeah, we were, but it wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right.
So, yeah, this is Radiohead's third studio album and considered to be a quite important record in their career, quite a massive turning point for them musically, and it's also considered one of the great modern records. So I just guess a bit of background about it. So Radiohead firstly formed in 1985, and by 1997 they'd already recorded two albums, Pablo Honey from 1993 and The Bends from 1995, and on these albums their sound was largely quite sort of alternative rock, guitar based, influenced a lot by American alternative rock and lo-fi music. However, on this record, they decided to change direction and move away from this guitar-based sound.
180.
Do a 180 flip and incorporate more electronic influences.
Yeah.
And the sound of this record is very much sort of electronic meets alternative rock. Some of the tracks I would describe as being quite spacey, almost Pink Floyd prog rock sounding in places. And in terms of the influences on this record, the band had been listening to a lot of sort of 70s jazz fusion, also people like Ennio Morricone and Can, a lot of krautrock, and even the Beatles. So quite diverse influences, which led them, I guess, to experiment more on this record and kind of change their sound. Also, lyrically, Tom York was moving in a bit of a different direction on this record. The lyrics were more an abstract reflection, I guess, of life at the end of the 20th century, moving into the 21st century. Some of the recurring themes are things like sort of anti-capitalism, globalization. Sadness.
Just sad, yeah. exploring that
exactly,
for a little bit, you know. For a while, for the entire thing.
Yeah, pretty much. It's quite a sad, depressing record.
Yeah.
Growing prominence of technology and the sort of encroachment of technology on our life and sort of just modern day life, basically.
Yeah, which is sad.
Yeah.
Right? You know? Hey, guys.
Some even proclaim this to be an album that gives insight into the mood of 21st century living, depicting a world fraught with consumerism and social alienation.
Oh.
So, yeah, doom and gloom.
Man.
Yeah, sorry to put that to you.
No, don't apologise for that. No.
And when you think about it, this album certainly was for its time. We're coming to the end of the 20th century now and anticipating what the 21st century was going to hold for us all, and that's obviously what Tom York was thinking about too.
Yeah.
And you have to remember that Britain was just coming out of Britpop at this time, and although Radiohead were never part of Britpop, even though they were around during it, this album was definitely moving away from that kind of sound and kind of foreshadowing the direction that a lot of British music was going to take in the first years of the 21st century. So I thought we'd start by playing the opening track off the record. This track is called Airbag. And this song is actually based on a true story about a car crash that Tom York and his girlfriend had in 1987, which left his girlfriend injured, but Tom York was unharmed thanks to his airbag, hence the name Airbag.
Yeah, and which is a good invention.
It is a good invention, yes.
Yeah.
And the song has quite an electronic sort of alternative feel, as I've been saying. It was actually influenced a lot by DJ Shadow, especially with the drum sample here and the beats, where they tried to emulate a lot of DJ Shadow's beats. And I think straight away with this track, you can get a feel of the spaciness of this record and how atmospheric sounding it is. Yeah, so this is Airbag.
Oh,
That was Radiohead's Airbag. You're tuning to 95 BFM, and this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Hello, hello. Yes, so that was Airbag, the opening track off OK Computer. And the next track we're going to play is called Subterranean Homesick Alien. And this title is, of course, a reference to the famous Bob Dylan track Subterranean Homesick Blues. Even though this track is so far and away removed from Bob Dylan's early folk material, the song is about someone who fantasizes about being abducted by aliens, with the story being he would return to Earth and no one would believe him, so he would become a misfit. Hence the name Subterranean Homesick Alien. Sound-wise for me, this is probably the most Pink Floyd-sounding track on the album. Very dark side of the moon sounding. Lots of spacey guitars and synths and sort of atmospheric kind of stuff going on.
And hey, listeners, if you've got an opinion, text in. 5395.
Also, I'd love to hear people's favourite Radiohead album.
Yeah, why not?
Text us in your favourite Radiohead album.
Yeah, do it. Do it. Enjoy.
But I'd be all
Kia ora, everyone. Welcome to Anniversary Albums. We've got a couple of people who texted in talking about their favourite Radiohead albums.
Yes, excited.
Yeah, so one person just wrote in 2 votes for In with a rainbow emoji. And I don't know what exactly you're voting for, but it's in good rainbows. To vote. It's election year, y'all. Hard to call between OK and The Bends. In fact, every album is a stunner, full stop. And Justin, Kid A for sure. I was accidentally listening to Leah Panapa, thing on about it was the worst album ever on Hodaki, wouldn't play it, and BFM supported it hard out. Oh, cool. I didn't know it was going to go there, but it did.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Morning BFM, OK Computer, followed closely by The Bends for me. Saw Radiohead, OK Computer tour at Green Lane, Auckland. Amazing performance, Andy.
Aww. Cool. Green
That's
Lane.
So nice. Wow.
That's yeah. cool, yeah.
And if you'd like your say about Radiohead, text into 5395. What do you got next for us,
All man? Right, the next track we're going to play is called Let Down. And according to the rhythm guitarist Ed O'Brien, this track was influenced a lot by Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. And you can certainly hear that here with the tracks. There's quite dense instrumentation. There's a lot going on in the backing vocals, quite layered vocals, to the point that the vocals almost get drowned out by the instrumentation. Mm. And again, this track features more arpeggio, spacey guitar, as you heard in the previous track.
I love that word.
Arpeggio.
Arpeggio.
That stuff. It's really good.
Sounds like a dessert.
And I'd like an arpeggio, please.
And, yes.
So that sort of spacey arpeggio guitar, it's quite common throughout the album, and it's quite a feature.
Cool.
There it is.
Thank you.
Oh, that was all twinkly and sweet.
I love those little space sounds at the end.
Yeah. Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice, so
that
nice.
That was let down. It wasn't a let down, of course.
Well, nothing lets you down unless you try and look for a Radiohead CD and you can't find it.
That was a let down, yeah. Anyway. The next track.
I shouldn't have drank any coffee, but I did.
It's so all good. Just keep fueling it.
Yeah.
The next track we're going to play is the third single off the record. It's called No Surprises. It went to number 4 in the UK charts, and it's a bit of a ballad. It's quite melodic. York says the track was influenced a lot by the Beach Boys, Pet Sounds, and also Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World.
Mm.
He also describes the song in terms of its theme as being about someone who's trying to keep it together but they can't, with themes such as suicide, dissatisfaction with contemporary living, those sorts of themes. And it's definitely one of the band's most well-known tracks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Also, someone just texted in. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, okay, go on.
Sure. Put me down for Amnesiac. I like the dark, moody, and occasional jazzy sound they have on that album. Also, Pulk Pull Revolving Doors is so underrated. It's one of the most unpopular RH songs, but I love it. Thank you for texting in.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. We'll add that to the list. Yeah, we should make a poll.
We're all into opinions here. For anniversary
inclusivity.
Albums. Inclusivity. So if you'd like to talk to us about Radiohead or like your favourite album, text into 5395.
So, no surprises.
Yeah.
95 BFM. That was Radiohead with No Surprises.
Such a sad song.
It is a sad song. And
yeah, it's got a bit of a lullaby quality to it as well.
It does, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
But you were talking to me about a study.
Yeah, so this academic worked out what the saddest radio song was. He did like a research study into it, going across all the albums. And I find that song quite sad, but he worked out that the saddest Radiohead song came off their last album, A Moon-Shaped Pool, called True Love Waits.
Okay, all right.
Which is also quite a sad song.
Do you reckon that's the saddest song, listeners?
Yeah, give us your opinion. What's your saddest Radiohead song?
There's, oh, no, don't get these guys started.
Cause it's quite...
if you're a Radiohead fan, you know, you've got a lot of choices.
You have, yeah.
It might give you an aneurysm. We don't want to stress you out. It's Monday. You've got the whole week.
True,
you know?
true.
But, yeah. Anyway, with our last song for anniversary album, so we'll be playing it after this.
Grandpa, tell me about the olden days.
Well, we had no dancing shoes, so we'd melt our vinyl records and wrap them around our feet. I had a fine pair of early Hawkwind singles.
And then you could dance, Grandpa?
No, child. We'd ruined our records. But then a man named Pat came to save us.
Pat Menzies Shoes, wrapping your feet in Doc Martens, Converse, Vans and more since 1975. Visit their new St. Kevin's Arcade store on K Road, the original in Canterbury Arcade, or patmenziesshoes.co.nz.
95BFM presents the return of a legend, DJ Shadow. This groundbreaking sonic pioneer brings his full mind-bending AV show to the Power Station June 2nd for his live Mountain Will Fall Tour. 5 years since his last release, DJ Shadow's latest material explores new realms of composition and sound. His last visit here was a sellout, and this show will be no different. Nobody speak, nobody get choked. 95BFM, Live Nation and Paint It Gold present DJ Shadow, live at the Power Station, Friday, June 2nd. Tickets on sale at livenation.co.nz.
Fresh vegetables every Tuesday from 7 p.m. Replayed 4 a.m. Wednesday and always online at 95bfm.com. With thanks to Love Bucket, 309 K Road. Check it.
Stinky Jim. 95BFM, you're tuned into Morning Glory with Geneva, and Sam Smith is just reviewing Computer.
Hello.
By yes. Radiohead, yeah.
So just looking at the reception and legacy of this record, so it was a massive success commercially for the group. It went to number one in the UK and also New Zealand. And despite the band's record company saying the concept of the record was commercial suicide, and they wanted Creep again.
Well, because they're obviously the experts, right?
And they thought there wasn't enough commercial potential in the singles on this record.
Because being commercial is like everything, eh?
For record companies.
For an artist,
I don't know.
Wait, what's a record company?
anyway, critics on the whole loved the record, especially the experimentalism on display, the change of direction for the band. Even then, critics were predicting that the album would go on to be a heavily influential record and have a lasting impact. It got nominated for Album of the Year at the Grammys. It also won the Grammy Award for Best Alternative Album.
Wow.
It got nominated for the Mercury Prize as well. And it also appeared in a number of music publication lists as the Album of the Year for 1997. In terms of its lasting legacy, it's one of those albums that is almost constantly in those lists you see of the greatest albums of all time put out by music publications. While also it is the number one rated album on music rating site Rate Your Music, and Acclaimed Music, which is a website which uses statistics to numerically represent reception among critics of certain albums, they rated OK Computer as the 10th most celebrated album of all time, critically.
Aww.
So it's got big raps on it by critics.
Well done.
It's also genuinely considered to be, as I mentioned earlier, quite heavily influential in the next wave of British alternative rock. Mm. Many bands like Travis, Coldplay, TV on the Radio, those sorts of bands were very much influenced by this.
Oh, and my God, Travis.
Yeah, Travis.
Travis.
Had to mention them. Razor Light, you know the people. Snow Sorry. Patrol, Stereophonics, all those bands from the early 2000s.
I really shouldn't have had that coffee.
yeah, so they were all very much influenced by this album, also Kid A, that followed. And this record pretty much set the tone for the next few Radiohead albums as well, as they went even further down this experimental electronic route with Kid A, which many people say is even better than OK Computer, and also future albums such as Amnesiac and Rainbows, and right up to their last album as well.
Yeah, cool.
But actually, not all people received this album in a positive way either. In fact, in a BBC Radio Music poll, it was voted the sixth most overrated album of all time. And also, writing for the Daily Telegraph, this guy called David Green called the album self-indulgent whinging, while saying that the positive critical consensus towards OK Computer is an indication of a 20th century delusion that rock is the bastion of serious commentary on popular music.
I mean, is he wrong?
I wouldn't argue. Could argue yes or
but I mean, that's why it's so successful, because it is entirely self-indulgent, like many of us are.
Yeah.
So it's quite relatable.
It is,
to human beings being human.
Exactly.
And self-indulgent.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Good critique.
Yeah, nice critique.
I see what you did there.
Also, some people said it was detrimental to Radiohead's career, actually. In fact, writing for Spin magazine, Chris Norris argued that the acclaim for OK Computer created an inflated set of expectations for each successive Radiohead release.
You know what?
Basically, it means they had to live up to this album each time they released a new album, which happens for a lot of artists.
So you do well, and they're like, sudden, oh, well, you're going to have to do well. It's
and you're going to have to make that album again and again.
We're Radiohead, so we will.
It happens. It happens with so many artists that they make a really, really good album, and then all of a sudden they have to make the album again and again and again.
Well, yeah, people just get. I guess it's like a public property thing.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to finish with a track called "Lucky," which was actually not originally recorded for this album. It was part of a charity album that was organised by War Child to raise money for children affected by the Bosnian War in the mid-90s. It ultimately ended up on OK Computer. It's another one of those kind of spacey ballads, I guess. Lots of sort of arpeggio guitar again. That's our favourite word from this episode today.
Arpeggio.
Arpeggio, yes.
Buy one today. and this is sponsored by Arpeggio.
It is, yes. And thematically, the song is actually about surviving an air crash. And that's largely down to Tom York's anxiety around transportation, apparently.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
Always a pleasure.
See you next week.
I'll be back with the special anniversary albums next week to celebrate the first anniversary of Prince dying. So we'll be having a special Prince album next week.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yes. Ooh. Okay. Well, listen in for that. He'll be in 10:30 next week. And also, we've got the news coming up after this. So enjoy. This is Radiohead. Lucky. Excuse me. There we go.
This time.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.